Warning! This program contains the following.
Oh, bugger. What the hell? No, that's...
Hello, and welcome to Cromford's Assortment on Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2020. On this day, the 23rd of April in 1516, a German beer purity law, or Reinheitsgebot, was endorsed by Duke Wilhelm IV of Bavaria. This law stipulated what could and could not be an ingredient of proper German beer. Hops, malt and water. That was it. None of your weed killer, no detergent, no tea bag squeezings. John Smith would have really struggled back then, I reckon. On this day in 1932, the Shakespeare Memorial Theatre in Stratford-on-Avon was opened. Forsooth. On this day in 1968, the first decimal coins were issued in Britain. 5 and 10 new pence. They were intended to replace the old shilling and 2 shilling pieces. I was about to turn 9 years old at the time. Those decimal coins still feel to me like something bodged up while the real currency was having a polish. Harumph. On this day in 1982, the Sinclair ZX Spectrum was released. Some sort of electronic computing device, was that? On this day in 1985... Oh dear, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Coca-Cola introduced New Coke, which was the result of changes to its standard and top secret formula. Nobody liked it. I'm guessing that sales started to nosedive, so guess what? Original formula Coke returned to the shop shelves. On this day in 1775, the painter J.M.W. Turner was born. On this day in 1936, Roy Orbison was born. You know who he was. And finally, April the 23rd is English Language Day. It's also, bizarrely enough, Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Shakespeare, being a Warwickshire Midlander, probably talked a bit like this. So, here goes Cassius in Julius Caesar. I cannot tell what you and other men think of this life, but for my single self, I had as lief not be as lief to be in, or of such a thing as I myself. There are several bits of busk in this week's programme, because I thought I'd start thrashing some material together for a live stream in the near future. And I thought I'd share some of that process with you. Not that I'm doing you much of a favour with a few of the songs. Rusty doesn't begin to cover it. Here's a bit of Home at Number 9 from the Fly You Fool album.
From town, kicking heels to reach our home at number 9. There the feathers flew with another low laid down. Keep me occupied, retowing every line. Everything is fine, from the disused rooms out to the barren apple tree. Recollections slip, nothing stays as it would play.
Oh no, that's wrong, that's wrong.
Anything at all feeds my memory at play. For a dream of our sweet home at number 9. Recollections slip, nothing stays as it would lay. Keep me occupied, rethinking every line.
In 2018 and 19, I wrote a moon-themed music show for Buxton's Festival Fringe and staged it a few times. One of the songs I was most pleased with was a thing called Amethyst Moonstone. So it's particularly dischuffing to find I'd almost forgotten how to play it.
What the hell?
See? Anyway, it sort of came together in the end.
First I am, know what I am, sensing a vibe from you, indigo and...
Oh, bugger. Do you will, yeah.
Amethyst I am, know what I am. Sensing a vibe from you, indigo, the heavens grow, and I'm in such a lonelier blue. Jasmine on the breeze sets me at ease. Am I receiving? Moonstone,
Let's leave the busking for a bit and get into some serious stuff. I've no way of knowing what your daily situation is during the COVID-19 crisis, but I do know that at best you're feeling off balance. At worst, you're badly scared. God forbid you're actually grieving. There'd be nothing I or anyone could say that would be any use to you. So there are many things to be anxious about, and you'll find them if you're the worrying kind. Again, no words of mine are going to stop you worrying if you're a worrier. But I could suggest a few ways to see things in perspective. Maybe the restrictions are getting you down, and you're fretting about how much longer we'll all be locked down. Maybe that's becoming a real nightmare for you. To put it in some sort of perspective, I take this view. From 1987 to 1991, Terry Waite, the Archbishop of Canterbury's special envoy, was a hostage prisoner of Islamic Jihad. He spent 1,763 days in confinement, incommunicado, physically restrained in darkness for much of the time, never knowing if he was going to be allowed to live another day, or week, or month. And he was one of dozens of detainees in the same plight. I reckon that if he and they could go through all that and come out the other side, then I, for one, can certainly manage several weeks, maybe months, of COVID-19 restrictions. It is a pretty cushy detention with all mod cons, isn't it? Or maybe you're worried that life after the emergency will never be the same as it was. If we are in for several months of the restrictions, I'd be prepared to bet anything you like that there will be huge changes in the way we live, the way we earn, and the way we interact with one another. You may feel panicky about that thought, or you may be exhilarated by it. Either way, there are precedents. To put it in perspective, countries whose histories include revolutions or civil wars know all about making deep changes to their social and economic systems. Our grandparents and great-grandparents who lived through the Second World War, especially as non-combatants, were no strangers to hardship, to making do, to figuring out a new model for their society. Out of that model, incidentally, we inherited the NHS and the welfare state. And were they anything to fear? The most important thing to know is that whatever happens, there'll always be somebody strong and reliable to support the frail and the fallible. There'll always be someone ready with a joke or a funny meme for anyone who's had a bellyful of unpleasantness. And there might even be room for silly sods like me. We're all just a few clicks away. Anyway, back to the busks. Did I mention the show I'd written for last year's Buxton Fringe? Yes, I believe I did. Well, imagine my flabbergastiment when I realised last January that said show was still needing a couple more songs. So I wrote them. Here's Monday's version of me trying to remember one of them.
Time for good. I don't have time for rainbows. Christmas face. We're gouging out new features for tomorrow's human race. His heart would break to see what's happening. We're mining water, ice, rare earths to ship aside. We want whatever's here and we won't ever be denied. So don't trot out your moonbeams, your sentimental plea. It's time this boulder made its way, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, let's leave him there and pick it up later when he'd drunk more coffee. Meanwhile, his twin brother was doing this.
Okay, let's try. Let's try a cover.
See me follow you back home.
Now it's time for the On The Trot spot, where I suggest something to put in your ears while you go for your daily jog or your daily walk. And today is a real curiosity. In 2004, Kevin and Terry McDermott of the Kevin McDermott Orchestra and Justine Curry of Delamitri, teamed up and made an album under the name The Uncle Devil Show. The album was called A Terrible Beauty, and this is the lead-off track, Leonardo's Bicycle.
Leonardo's bicycle and me, away from all the trains and cars, alone with gears and handlebars, I'm free. Leonardo's bicycle and me. Why bother paint a picture that isn't sunny? Wine gums and iron brew with milk and honey. When I feel low, I just get up my bike or rainbow colored trike and ride away. Leonardo's bicycle and me, away from all the trains and cars, alone with gears and handlebars, I'm free. Leonardo's bicycle and me. A bird in every tree. I'm riding high on rubbers. The road belongs to me. When I feel sad, I just get out my bike or rainbow colored trike and ride away. Leonardo's bicycle and from all the trains and cars, alone with gears and handlebars, I'm free. Leonardo's bicycle and me.
Okay, that should have knocked a few corpuscles around. You'll be needing a nice cool busk or two now. So, one more time, here's Monday's Cromford, not fair of face, running through a new song for my moon show, and then finishing off a second run-through of t'other one. Over to you, bugger lugs.
Crystal rivers, pearly ground,
We ride the skies on sheets of sound. The folks below would conjure clouds if they could, but it's an ill moon that shines nobody good. An ill moon that shines nobody good. Hear them coming, feel their drone. We could be Coventry or Cologne. Our flak is haphazard at best without light, so it's an ill moon that shines nobody right. An ill moon that shines nobody right. It's an ill moon that shines nobody good. An ill moon that shines nobody good. An ill moon that shines nobody good. Used to tell me of how when he was young he thought his moon was like a sixpence heaven hung. Now look how far we've come, back on the moon to stay. We need whatever's here and nothing must stand in. Songs, don't shake your new age head. We're spending my dad's sixpence now. It's just as well he's dead. We're spending my dad's sixpence now. There's no more to be said.
He's getting there gradually. But enough of high culture. Hey, it's my birthday on Saturday. Saturday the 25th. That's Saturday the 25th. I hope you can raise a glass of something that the Germans would consider thoroughly illegal and toast me on Saturday the 25th as I celebrate turning 51. And for all those other people who are fab and happening enough to share my birthday on Saturday the 25th. Ella Fitzgerald was one. Al Pacino is another. For all of those people, I offer this salute.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, whoever. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! And you know, I'm always grateful that I didn't have my dad's birthday, April the 20th. He shared that with Adolf Hitler, and I could never say that without laughing. And that's about all I've been able to knock together for you this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and if so, please make a date for next Thursday's programme on Thursday the 30th of April. In the meantime, keep a grip on yourself, be patient, stay sane, safe and well. I made this programme for you, and I'm gonna be here, sending them out as long as you are there to receive them. Let's get through this. Bye for now. Cromford's assortment was conceived, assembled and presented by me, Paul Cromford. I don't own the songs Walk Away Renee or Leonardo's Bicycle, I just share them to entertain you. All incidental music and other music played throughout the programme, written and executed and da-di-da-di-da by Paul Cromford. This was a Paul Cromford production for you, of course.